Joey Lucchese made his pitch for the fifth starter's spot on Monday and came out faring pretty well. The Mets also turned a triple play in a 5-4 loss to the Astros in West Palm Beach. In the sixth inning, with the bases loaded, Jose Altuve hit a soft line drive to second base. Jose Peraza caught it just before it hit the dirt. Then he flipped to Alfredo Tovar to catch the runner off second, and Tovar then threw on to first baseman Brandon Drury to double off another runner for the 4-6-3 triple play. Lucchese's line, really not that pretty. He had 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. But there was a double that probably should have been caught, and 2 inherited runners scored when Jerry Blevins gave up a 2-run double to Michael Brantley. So let's let Lucchese break down how his day in West Palm Beach went.
I would say the first two were pretty solid, felt in rhythm, and then that third one, I felt low, felt like it could have been better. I missed 2 location spots, and then ended up giving like a double and a single, so that got me. But then I came back out the following inning and got 3 quick outs. I feel pretty good about it, but just missed 2 spots. I feel like I was holding the runners pretty well. Yeah, man, I just missed 2 locations.
Right-hander Jared Eichhoff and left-hander Mike Montgomery each pitched a couple of innings out of the pen as the Mets try to get further looks at their depth pieces and also stretch them out as they try to find solutions for the sidelined Carlos Carrasco. Albert Almora Jr. blasted a 3-run homer in the 8th. That made things close. Almora and Kevin Pillar will be the 4th and 5th outfielders on this team. Hall of Famer Mike Piazza was in camp today as well. He met a lot of the new players, and he had some conversations with Francisco Lindor, James McCann, and Jacob DeGrom. Piazza was very impressed by McCann, who he had never met before, but let's let Luis Rojas talk about what McCann has meant to him and the team since his arrival.
Outstanding catcher, outstanding clubhouse guy. Teammate, true leader. It a lot of positives. I mean, pays attention to detail. It's helping me from day one, and I know it's helping other coaches too from day one. He's brought a lot here to the organization. When things that we want to improve and that we want to be better at, so controlling the running game. Sinking in with the pitching and identifying guys' strength and sticking to those strengths. Just different things. I mean, he's always, you got to be on your toes because he's ready. He has a bunch of ideas and he knows everyone. I mean, he's just keeps his own notes. He's been working on this thing since the offseason, and coming here, he's just added more to that. So it's been great. And then, as a hitter, he's gotten better and better each year. And then I think we see he's a guy at the plate. Hitting cleanup today, and he's a guy at the plate. He can definitely do some damage. He's going to make our lineup even deeper.
Pretty impressive. Piazza was a superstar in his prime, traded to the Mets just like Lindor. And he shared some of the trials and tribulations of that transition with Francisco. He's also grown very close to DeGrom, who he admires for his work ethic, his passion, and leadership skills too. A future Hall of Famer there, Mike?
I always kind of go with sort of the character, or at least the perception of dominance. And I don't know how you could not take him seriously in that regard, because he's doing some incredible things in market number one, and just doesn't seem like he's slowing down. He's, knock on wood, he's been healthy. But again, I think when the dust settles on his career and you're able to put it in a historical perspective, that's kind of when it will be the real sort of test. But, I'm partial because I like him. I think he's a great guy, and I think he's a super personality and knows just goes about his business in such a great way that, you do have to kind of take that into account for me. But you know, again, I think he just has to keep doing what he's doing. I said, don't change anything. Just keep. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Don't go out there and feel like you have to do so much more every single year to reprove. I think he's able to really keep it in perspective and knows what he can do and what he can't do, and knows that to get himself healthy over the course of the season, he's has to do certain things, and he's been so great at that. So proud of him. I think, and he's a great guy. So I think he does everything well, and I think hopefully when the dust does settle, he could be there. Never give 100%, though.
September 11th this year will mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and Piazza's dramatic game-winning home run in the first game back in New York after the terror attacks. The Yankees and Mets will play that night at Citi Field. Will Piazza be there? Well, of course he will. But he didn't want to divulge too many details of what's in the works and what's in store and what's planned.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we want the... without giving away too many sort of preview, I'm sure it's going to be an emotional night. I think it's going to be something done with taste and reverence, but also celebrate the lives as well and the bravery that was 9/11. So don't want to give away too many spoilers, I guess, but I'm sure it's going to be an emotional night. And we haven't finalized all the plans yet, but yes, I look forward to being there and reconnecting with a lot of characters and individuals that obviously went through that week. So it's tough. It's going to be very difficult, of course, recounting all those memories. But ultimately, that's I'm sure what they would want is the celebration of life instead of the sadness.
Tuesday at Clover Park, Marcus Stroman will face the Marlins, and that should put Stroman in line for the second game of the season. On Saturday, April 3rd, that'll follow DeGrom on opening day against the Nationals in Washington on April 1st. We'll be back, have another Mets podcast for you tomorrow. I'm Ed Coleman.